You are alone. We are in the process of developing our minds to Christ's mind. So this is our yearly theme. So all the because of the university in here, we are trying to develop our minds to the mind of Christ. So this is the fourth Sunday of this liturgical year. The first Sunday, the theme was the sanctification of ourselves. The second Sunday, the theme was dedication. Third Sunday, the last Sunday, the theme was God's time. God has His own time to act. That's why Jamashan has given us the message about God's time. How can we make use of the time that God has provided us? And how can we relate our time with God's time? This is the fourth Sunday. The theme of this Sunday, according to the lectionary of our church, is the possibilities of God. The possibilities of God. St. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. Mary said to the angel, and the angel said to Mary, "For with God nothing will be impossible." The angel of the Lord intervened in the life of Mary and announced her for the birth of Jesus Christ. So today is the Sunday of Annunciation. Last Sunday it was the Annunciation to Elizabeth and Zachariah. As we know, if you are reading the Gospels, the six Sundays before the Nativity, the Feast of Nativity, you can see the divine intervention to certain persons and certain families. Through that divine intervention, they get certain vision in their life and they change their attitude in life. Thereby, they get transformed and they themselves transform others and the world. So, this season is the season of divine intervention. In our life, we have to experience the divine intervention in our lives, and we will get certain visions through that intervention, and we have to make some changes in our lives, make some attitude changes in our lives, transform ourselves. This is what the church gave through this liturgical year. So today's theme is the possibilities of God. With God, nothing is impossible. This is the message that the angel of the Lord has given to men. This is the message that the angel of God is going to give each and every one of us. How can it be possible? This is the challenge that the world put forward to us. How can it be possible? How can God become man? How can the world become wine? How can the elephant be cleansed? How can the fishermen, they became transformed and they proclaimed the words of God with powerful, with might, the powerful words. How can there be raised? How resurrection happens? How can it be possible? How can I be? How can I get right from this situation to another situation? Is it possible? This is the challenge. This is the question that world raises. This is the question that each and every one of us rises. voice in our lives. There is an answer. Is it this possible? The angel replied to me, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the highest will overshadow you. So, with the power of the Holy Spirit, the power from above, we can overcome all the impossibilities of this world. That's why the angel said to me, with God, nothing is impossible. Jesus said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. So if you have faith, that is the important thing. If you have even faith, you can move this mountain. Nothing will be impossible for you. This is the statement that Jesus has made to his disciples. This is the same statement, same promise. Jesus wants to give each and every one of us. With God, with little faith, you can be possible to move this mountain from here to there. In our lives, we have so much mountains, so many mountains before us. But we can move this mountain with the help of God. So, this is the promise of Jesus. We have to believe in that promise. As you read the Old Testament, book of Numbers, chapter 13, it explains an incident that happened when the Israelites were camped in the wilderness of Canaan. They were moving from Egypt to the promised land of Canaan. So, they are in the wilderness. Moses sent out, choose 7 men from all the tribes, and he sent out to Canaan to look, to spy out that land, how that land is, how it is to be, what kind of people are residing there, what kind of roots are there. Just to look out that land, Moses sent settlements, he chose settlements and sent that sent them to camp. They went there, they toward the land, were born, and then came back after 40 days and gave a report to Moses. The majority in that group, they gave an unfavorable report. They told Moses and the community that we are not able to go against that people, they are stronger than us. The people who reside in Canaan are stronger than us, so we couldn't win. That people and people go there. But in that group, Joshua and Caleb said to the congregation, the land that we went through is an exceedingly good land. The Lord is pleased with us. He will bring us into this land and give it to us. Numbers 47 and 8. You know, who entered that land? You know, from history, as you know, Joshua and Caleb, few men entered that land. So, the majority of that group that brings an unfavorable report, a minority, Joshua and Caleb, they bring a favorable report in that case. See, Joshua and Caleb were able to find the possibilities in that land. Of all the possibilities, all the oppositions, they find out the possibility. So, God allowed them to enter into that land. They have a positive attitude towards that thing. Then they were able to enter into that land. So, the rest, they couldn't. So, if we have a positive approach, If we are seeing the possibilities, God will surely bless us. We can enter into that possibilities. When St. Paul says in his letter to Philippians chapter 4:13, I can do all things through him who strengthened me. I can do all things through him who
Heaven's rule in your life. You see, we are accepting
the heavens door in our lives. And be careful to see possibilities, the worst thing of our lives. Just because the worst thing of life, and we could see the possibilities. Even the age of the Asha Jeremiah, Sadi, the possibility of the night is coming. The Asha, just meditate upon the possibilities that God has provided us. Not the possibilities, not the challenges. We have a lot of challenges in this world, but surely God will operate all. There is a door that God will lead you to eternity. So, I'm going to tell you that we have to abide the rule of heaven. Just as Saint Mary accepted her life, the rule of heaven. She says amen to the word of angel. Humbly. That's why Saint Peter told us in his letter, first letter of Saint Peter, chapter 5, says, therefore humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Humble before the mighty hand of God. Accept your life, rule of heaven, humbly. In St. James chapter 4:10, humble yourself in the hand of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Humble yourself in the sight of God, and he will lift you up. This is a secret. Humble yourself in the mighty hand of God. Accept the rule of heaven humbly. You will be exalted.